In a bid to improve the health sector, government has approved a loan facility to finance 12 district hospitals across the country. The Garut and Pane district of the Upper East region is one such beneficiary of this special package, as government through the Octopus Fund has earmarked a $290 million facility to provide the district with a modern hospital. The health facility would be stocked with modern and sophisticated equipment to detect diseases for easy treatment. The Member of Parliament for Garut and Pane, Dominic Azuma Azimbe, announced this at a youth and women's forum held in Garut and Pane district of the Upper East region. We bring you Isaac Esari's report.
The youth meeting organized by the Garut and Pane constituency youth wing of the NDC deliberated on the way forward in retaining power come 2012. Touching on the Better Ghana agenda, Mr. Azimbe disclosed that projects undertaken by the government for the past 2.5 years is a true manifestation of the promise made to Ghanaians. He pointed out that Ghanaians are yet to witness tremendous improvement in their lives due to prudent interventional measures put in place by the government. The MP indicated that the district will soon benefit from various developmental projects and mentioned the rural electrification project as one of them. He said Parliament in its last sitting approved a $103 million loan facility from a South African bank to connect 500 rural communities in the region to the national grid, of which 56 communities in the Garut and Pane district would benefit. The district chief executive David Adakudugu said 17,000 school uniforms have so far been distributed to 55 schools in the district, whilst 130 teacher training have been granted scholarship packages to upgrade themselves. A new office has also been constructed to serve as a district education directorate, whilst a number of schools have been rehabilitated to enhance effective teaching and learning in the district. The regional youth organizer of the party, Robert Yeli Oni, for his part, said the role of the youth and women is critical in attaining ultimate victory come 2012, hence the need to build their capacities through workshops and symposia in order to upgrade them with latest issues of government and the party. He also underscored the need to equip the youth with the necessary resources and logistics to aid them in their campaign.
Isaac Esari's report.